You are listening to the audio production of Raising Up Dreamers, Find and Grow Your Child's God-Given Talents by Sheila Irwin. Published by Focus on the Family in alliance with Tyndale House Publishers, this book is read by Charity Spencer. Foreword from Andrew Irwin. I remember waking up one morning as a 7-year-old kid and my mom excitedly calling me into the garage. We didn't have a lot of money in those days for the big Star Wars playsets that I would scour the Toys R Us catalogs for. My grandmother would enter the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes every year and promise me that if she won, she would give me $100 to go on my shopping spree to help me finish telling my own story of the Rebel Alliance. But the sweepstakes never panned out as I hoped, much to my disappointment. So my mom decided to take matters into her own hands. That morning, I walked into our garage and onto the set of the most wonderful piece of maternal storytelling I have ever seen or heard of. The culmination of weeks of hard work was truly amazing. Sheila Irwin became a mom legend that day. She had taken 2 sawhorses and 2 very large pieces of plywood, and on them had started recreating every world from the films I loved so much. With styrofoam, she had carved out the ice planet Hoth. With moss and roots, she had created Yoda's swamp, and with twigs and branches, she had meticulously recreated the Ewok village. I was stunned. I ran straight to my room and grabbed every action figure I had and set about finishing the story I daydreamed about for so long. In the weeks that followed, John, Mom, and I worked to finish this wonderful creation. I think what my mom did that I appreciate to this day was this. She didn't just buy me another toy. She went far beyond that to engage with my imagination. For me, that was one of the first seeds of storytelling that was planted in my development. In that, I found my life's calling as a storyteller. I'm grateful for parents who encouraged that kind of dreaming, who realized that serving God could be out of the box and creative. The Christian life was always framed for us as the great adventure. I didn't realize it as a kid, but now, as an adult with children of my own, I see how many things my mom intentionally fostered in our lives that allowed us to find our purpose. I think she recognized the differences in each of her kids and allowed John and me to find our unique callings as creatives and as people. I'm thrilled she's able to tell her side of the story now. My hope is that the words she writes in this book will encourage moms and help them realize the tremendous impact they can have on their children to dream big. I hope this book will motivate moms to inspire their kids to use their God-given talents in ways they never thought possible. Raising Up Dreamers isn't about making more filmmakers. It's about raising children in a home where it's safe for them to give their imaginations over to God and see what He will create through one little life. Foreword from John Irwin. Dream bold. Dream big. Dream the impossible. This statement echoed through the halls of the Irwin family household. This statement drove my brother Andy and me to chase after what others would deem unrealistic and illogical. This statement would catalyze the ambition needed to pull off the #1 independent movie of 2018. That's probably not what the first grade teacher thought when she suspected I had ADHD and talked to my mom about it. They decided to put me back in kindergarten, and I stayed at that school through first grade. But Mom saw that my needs were not being met in a traditional classroom with its many distractions. My mother, an artistic, determined dreamer, didn't see me the way that school did. Where others saw a hyperactive 8-year-old, she instead saw burning creativity. She knew I needed to learn in my own way. Her instinct? She took me home to school and never looked back. My mom's choice to homeschool me changed the trajectory of my life. For the first time, I wasn't berated for what I didn't have. Instead, we celebrated who I was. ADHD was no longer a hindrance, but the key to a creative mind. My mother encouraged me to follow my innovative instincts and formed our lessons around them. Her school operated in a different way from the classic way of learning. Each day started off with 30 minutes of prayer. Granted, I could barely close my eyes for 30 seconds, but I learned the importance of prayer at an early age. My mother was not only a teacher of math, science, history, and the like, she was a teacher of faith.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?